Any decision can be broken down into what is called the Rubicon model of action phases, in honor of the Rubicon River that separated Italy from the Roman province of Gaul. When Caesar reached it in 49 BC, on his way home after conquering the Gauls, he knew that a general returning to Rome was forbidden to take his army across the river with him, lest it be considered an invasion of Rome. Waiting on the Gaul side of the river in the pre-decisional phase, he contemplated the risks and benefits of starting a civil war. Then, he stopped calculating, made his decision, and crossed the Rubicon with his army, reaching the post-decisional phase. The whole process can exhaust anyone's willpower, but which phase of the decision-making process is most exhausting? Researchers have shown that crossing the Rubicon is more tiring than anything that happens on either bank, whether sitting on the Gaul side contemplating your options or advancing towards Rome. Once you're mentally exhausted, you become reluctant to make particularly demanding decisions. This decision fatigue makes you easy prey for sales staff who know how to time their offers. One experiment was conducted at German car dealerships, where customers ordered options for their new vehicles. They had to choose, for instance, among 13 kinds of wheel rims, 25 arrangements of the engine, and 56 colors for the interior.